Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Talking about a bunch of stuff today. Boy. Tell you, I think Mike and I are on edge a little bit, man. I mean, we need the Braves.
Don't push me, because I'm close to the edge.
We need the Braves to kind of snap out of it. This offensive funk, it just needs to go away. And look, the fact that we're playing the Phillies and all the stuff that you know, the history over the last few years, playoffs, et cetera, that has kind of got us going. The whole Spencer Strider thing, I love him. But he's 0-3, and he's just not 100%, and I'm okay with that. Let's not make it out to be more than what it is. And by the way, can I say this too, by the way? See where I'm going with this, Mike? Mm-hmm. Snit, stop making excuses for guys that are not getting it done.
Right.
Stop. You did this with Riley the other day. Well, I think it's the field. There are water in this field. Stop. He's got 5 errors, 15 games, 4 at home.
Did have a nice play, bang, bang play at third last night. Because, that's what he does.
Because he's really good. But when he screws up, let's not make excuses. Strider's not 100%. You're like, well, he was better than he was last time. Really? He went 4 2/3.
Yeah, the pitch count got up, the walks. So, but that's, look, Snicker is literally a carbon copy of Bobby Cox in the sense he's always going to protect his players, almost to the point where it's comedic.
Well, maybe that's why we're sleepwalking.
Yes, and that's where you go back with the old argument about accountability. Where, you know, if you treat everybody like you're in a country club and your job security is always, you know, never in doubt. Now, granted, not Austin Riley. They're getting paid. But the point being, having a little accountability with these guys, man. A little fire under their tuchus.
That's all. That's all.
And again, as we said, you cannot, and you guys remember, it was last year. They had the meeting, or 23, they had the meeting in Arizona. Remember, the Diamondbacks, they called a closed-door meeting, and Snicker kind of, you know, read them the riot act. Can't do that every week because they'll tune you out, and it's pointless. But you do need to pick your spots, and at some point, I would think maybe one of those meetings is in order.
It may be time, especially if we end up getting swept up here, okay?
I mean, like, you're going to be 11 and a half out.
Yeah, that's going to be an issue. More on the Braves coming up. Also, next hour, we're going to talk to our man Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. Lots of information coming out of the annual meetings down there in Florida for the SEC. Kirby speaking as well. We'll let you hear what he had to say. Look, it looks like we're on pace, as Mike and I were talking about, for a Pacers-Thunder final, okay? Just put that aside for right now. The Eastern Conference is weak. It's not as difficult to get to this point, which we've been, but it's been a while. 21 was the last time that we had an Eastern Conference Finals, and the first, by the way. But it's not the Western Conference. You're not going through Joker. You're not going through an aging LeBron, or for that matter, a Curry, or even look at some of the up-and-coming teams. Listen, the Spurs are on the come. Spurs are going to be right back in this thing before you know it. Right. So you look at the East and you say, okay, well, the Knicks, as well as we thought they were constructed, you see their flaws. You say, well, Orlando. Okay. Well, we see them. They're in our division every year, right? We see plenty of Orlando.
They've got some things.
They do.
Got two good big guys.
But when you look at the East as a whole, here's where I'm going with this, Mike. It's time for the Hawks to go all in. If we continue to wait, what's going to happen as it does over the course of time is that balance is going to shift and the East is going to be a beast again at some point and we are going to have the tougher conference. If you believe that we're close, Mike, saying, hey, Jalen's healthy, we got Dyson Daniels, all first team defensive player of the year, Trey's a 28-10 guy every night. Let's go all in and make some moves to make this team really damn good.
Well, that's just it. You know, it's funny when you see some of the stories that are written about Giannis and what Giannis is going to do. And why are we like a punchline in that conversation, right? Why do people just roll their eyes and go, nah, it'll never happen? Well, because the owner's shown that he won't. change our impression of you, Mr. Wrestler. Let's go all in. I'm with Carl. You know, Cleveland unfortunately caught a bad break with all the injuries, and I'll be curious to see how they improve their team in the offseason, because Boston's going to be in a very strange place next season with contracts and the injuries.
They can't stay the same.
No, they're not going to be the same version of themselves. Knicks are a good team, but as you said, they have their limitations in the half court. Guys, this is a year where you should be in play for Giannis. Whatever it should take, I don't want to hear that we never made an effort for Giannis. You know what I mean? Not some perfunctory, well, we reached out to his agent. No, you should be all in for Giannis. And if that means trading Jalen Johnson, so be it. But you got to be bold in this area, and they won't.
No,
but I wish they would.
Well, and here's the deal: like, everybody's going to say, "Well, man, we can't trade Jalen Johnson." Look,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Love him. But he's not accomplished like Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He's not an all-star yet, and if he doesn't stay healthy, he'll never be.
He's not a champion. He's not one of the best players in the world. That's Giannis. So when we start saying we can't trade it, who are we trading him for?
And by the way, how is
for Busters? Right. That's a different conversation.
And how is anyone untradeable when your team's in the friggin' play-in for 4 years in a row? Oh, no, can't trade him. Because I'm guilty of it, Carl. Hands up. I've been saying for years, you know, Jalen. But again, Jalen's got to stay healthy.
Yeah, I just feel like when you start doing these comps, that's the thing for me. Like, if we're trading him for future picks, I don't want to do that. We're young enough. I'm not trying to do. If you're trading him for an established top three player in the league, you got
to
do it.
And you're not going to be trading, let's be honest, guys, and I said this to Carl, when we were talking about this the other day, guys think it's like, you know, trading like, you know, baseball cards when you're a kid. That's not how it works. You're not going to sit there and go, okay, man, I'll give you Muhammad Gay and Veet Krejci and Caris LeVert. How's that sound for Giannis? No, that's not going to work.
No, that's not going to work.
It's going to be multiple first-round picks, and it's going to probably be Jalen Johnson.
Yes, and I'm fine with the first-rounders again. Like, seriously, what are we doing with all these first-rounders? We had the 13th pick this year or whatever, the 15th. What are we doing with these picks? Let's be honest.
Well,
package the picks.
Right.
Package a couple of guys that we currently have that have value, and let's move. And I just feel like I'm looking at the East, and as good as the Pacers are, I feel like you could put together a team that would challenge them. And again, they're the talk right now. They may not be the talk come next year. We'll see. But I'm telling you, Boston's going to change. Fundamentally, they cannot stay together because of the salaries involved. And then again, no Tatum for a year, guys.
Right.
It's an Achilles. So we won't see him until even late next season, if we see him at all. And so that team is going to look different. And you said it about Cleveland. Listen, injuries are part of this thing. If Trey doesn't get hurt, we said it. When we're playing Milwaukee in 21, do we go to the NBA Finals? If he doesn't step on the referee's ankle or whatever the hell happened? Maybe. So that's just part of it. We need to improve our team, though. And in an Eastern Conference that is gettable, this has to be the offseason.
Right. And we've said it, you know, $40 million in change, you know, that's the marker. I just can't imagine, guys, you're going to have to live in a world where it's literally going to come down to the penny to keep you out of one of these aprons, which no one understands. But basically, the varying levels of luxury tax that increases incrementally if you do bring and go over. It's just, to me, guys, it's the chicken and the egg, okay? What's the old analogy in business? Priming the pump? You're going to have to spend something. Either you blow the whole freaking thing up, and that means moving on from Trey, and that means 4 years in the wilderness and hope you get it right like Oklahoma City, or otherwise you become the Sixers and you never get anywhere. So, I mean, but there's the risk involved. Otherwise, you spend your way out of this, you know? And yes, Mr. Wrestler, hopefully by, you know, spending your way out of this, we do get out of this stupid rut we're in, and then we're a big brand. Guys want to come here. That's, to me, it's one hand washes the other. So stop being a real estate company concerned about the lot across the street, and let's put some talent on the court.
The Hawks cannot be in the play-in again next year. They just can't. And I'm saying that before anything happens, before any draft, before any free agent moves or you know, trades are made, we cannot be in the play-in again next year. Mm. If we are, forget about it. Because what you've completely told the fan base is, we've been here and we're building. We've been here and we're building. We're going to be better next year. Oh, look at our young talent. Look at our core. Look at the guys we have coming. And you're back to where we've been for the last, hold on, Mike, 1, 2, 3. That'll be 5 years? Five? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cannot.
No, it's just, you look at where this team has been, and you just say, okay, you know, what's going to change? What, show me, and that's another thing as a fan. Show me as a fan that you are intent on taking this to the next level, because you can't keep throwing this out. Because, and the other thing, and we didn't mention in this conversation, this is Trey's last year before he has a chance to opt out. And Trey will opt out. Now, there's not many teams out there that aren't built around a guard, but there will be somebody that would say, Trey's just what we need. You know, and Trey will go somewhere, and there you have it.
Oh, yeah. Because, listen, he's still a great facilitator. Guys, if he went to the right team, Trey could give you 15 a night, and you could win 55, 60 games. Easy. Because he doesn't have to be the main guy. He's still a great facilitator. I agree with you 200%. But this idea on this team, he's got to score 28, 30, 35, 40. It just depends. On another team, Mike, where he has two legitimate other stars and good role players, it's why Tyrese Halliburton went for 32, 15, and 12 last night. I'm just saying.
Right. But again, just like we talked about, 20, you know, maybe as we said, 21 for the Braves and 21, you know, for the Hawks was the aberration. And here's where we sit. Because, you know, you've got to be able to take it to that next level. In the case of the Braves, they have added some pieces. They never really spend big money on pitchers, if we're honest. But in the case of the Hawks, you've never given Trey a fellow all-star. Mm. So, again, after we go as a 5 seed all the way to the conference finals, 8, 7, 10, 9. That's 4 years in a row of playing. Right? And 2 of those years, we were able to get in the first round. Of course, we got knocked out because you're playing the 8 seed.
That's right. Yeah. 404-726-0929.
Well, the 1 seed has the 8,
actually. Yeah, 1 versus 8. 404-726-0929. Weak Eastern Conference. It just is. And I know you guys are like, well, how is it weak? We didn't do that. We're talking about where the conference currently sits and the projections of what you're talking about. Boston is not winning 70 games next year. Now, maybe Cleveland does, but Cleveland still has to prove to us in the playoffs so they can get it done. They did not prove that this year. They had the number 1 overall seed in the East.
Right.
Mike, the Pacers, we've saw this. They're built for a little sustainability here and a run. Bucks, if Giannis is out, forget about them. Philly, rebuild. Who else are we talking about? Brooklyn, give me a break. I mean, who are we talking about? The Heat? May be out of there.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if Riley's lost his fastball, but I do know that they will try to do some stuff this year with some cap space that they haven't had, and that Jimmy Butler's gone. But, I mean, like the Bucks, you know, Drew Holiday, they lost some of their worker bees. They bring in Dane. That didn't work. He couldn't stay healthy. There's just, if I'm Giannis, I definitely want out. Giannis is not coming, right? You agree Giannis is out?
I would. This is the time.
But
this is the time.
But this gets back to, like, why didn't Siakam want to come here? You know, it has nothing to do with people having their side pieces in Atlanta. You know, I know I love going to Magic City, but I wouldn't want to live there. The stupidity you hear about. If you have a good program and you got a good owner that's willing to spend and you got a team which isn't going in the right direction, guys will come here.
All day, every day. By the way, I will tell you the team that is coming. The Pistons. They're young, and Cade Cunningham is all NBA. He is a stud. Mm. I'm not telling you they're going to win the East next year, but they're coming.
And they leapt, by the way, they leapfrogged us. They jumped
they
us.
Did.
They were behind us. And if you look at the order, because they got a baller. You know, they've got some pieces. And that's, you know, I argue that in the time since we've, you know, went there and started to make things happen and gone backwards, Indianapolis, Orlando, and Detroit have all jumped way over us. Indiana, and you're seeing it right now. Indiana's going to the NBA Finals.
No doubt. All right, you guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think. And again, it's not a knock on Knicks fans. The Knicks, they constructed a team that they thought was championship worthy. It's not. You're seeing it. And maybe they make some adjustments. But here's the deal with the Knicks now. They've paid all those guys. All those guys you're watching right now, including Brunson. And Brunson, by the way, is underpaid, okay, for what he's getting right now in this league.
Right.
But they took care of all those guys, and they made – and, Mike, they made hella trades, and they gave away a bunch of stuff to acquire these players. So they're going to be very limited in what they can do unless they're going to trade away a chunk of that group. Why would you? Because they're going to say now, we just went – just like we did a few years ago. We just went to Eastern Conference Finals. Why would we trade anybody? So yeah. I don't think that team is fundamentally going to change a whole lot.
It was pretty interesting. You know, you got the worker BC. Josh Hart was basically volunteering to come off the bench. He was part of the problem.
Yes.
He was not good.
No.
There are a lot of guys that were just – and I think Jalen Brunson called it out saying just undisciplined play, which it was. Everybody was pretty much on point, you know, in game 3. And then last night, just everything kind of went haywire. And then they start chucking threes. They got it down to 7. And then whoop, clank, clank, clank. And then Indy would just come back and get in their half court, and that's all she wrote. Then a couple of dagger threes, and it was all over.
Let me ask you this, too, by the way. Is Ant-Man going to have any balls to show up in this next game?
Well, I mean, this is – it's funny because I heard Andy Randy talking about it earlier, and Andy, I'm trying to put words in Andy's mouth, but he's basically saying Ant-Man played within what the T-Wolves were asking him to do in that game. I'm like, I got to respectfully disagree. You're one of the top – supposed to be top five players in the league right now.
Go make it happen.
You got to take things over. You know, and look, I mean – I heard Andy's argument. If he takes 20, 30 shots and he misses, well, Ant-Man blew. Well, you're not going to win with Ant-Man taking 13 shots.
Here's the other thing. He's going to get the blame anyway.
Yeah, so
Mike always said, I'll shoot it.
Right, and Kobe said the same thing.
I'm going to get the blame whether we win or lose, so I'd rather put it in my own hands.
Look, exactly.
I just feel like, look, I love the kid, but he's got to show up, man. I mean, I don't know if they play up to their ability. If they do, the game should be close, and it may come down to the end. Mm-hmm. He hadn't done that enough in this series. All right, we got more to get to, including what did Darnell Mooney, what's up, Darnell, say about Michael Penix. You'll hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.